Unit 4. Reading Passage. News reports about the environment often focus on rising temperatures, melting glaciers, and disappearing forests. In the face of a long train of bad news, it's easy to feel frustrated or powerless. However, there is a lot we can do to make positive contributions to the environment. These efforts are highlighted by local and global celebrations of the Earth. They raise awareness about important issues while providing constructive ideas for making our lives greener. Most cultures are strongly connected to the Earth through agricultural traditions. For thousands of years, societies have celebrated the harvest's importance, and many holidays take place in the summer or fall to coincide with the harvest season. Some examples are Sukkot, Israel, Pongal, India, and Chuseok, Korea. Despite the trend towards urbanization and the growing importance of technology, we still take time to honor the Earth through festivals like these. In modern times, an international holiday has taken root, Earth Day. The first Earth Day was held in the USA on April 22, 1970. From the outset, it was a huge success, attracting 20 million participants. The event, designed to make politicians aware of voters' concerns about the environment, yielded excellent results. Shortly after the event, the U.S. government created the Environmental Protection Agency, which went on to spearhead important legislation like the Clean Air Act, 1970, Clean Water Act, 1972, and Food Quality Protection Act, 1996. Within a few years, Earth Day grew to include nearly every country on the planet. The Earth Day Network, a group which coordinates activities on and around the holiday, now has partners in 174 countries. Every year, thousands of events are held to raise environmental awareness and celebrate the Earth through music, dance, and art. Past events include a cleanup of part of the River Thames in London and a bike riding festival in Moscow. In Beijing, the 2007 Bye-Bye Throwaway Culture Week brought attention to the damage caused by plastic bags. Months later, the Chinese government passed a law banning the distribution of thin plastic bags. Beyond this special holiday, there are many groups working nonstop on the planet's behalf. They raise awareness about vital issues and get people involved in earth-friendly activities. One, the World Wildlife Fund, has worked hard since 1961 to protect endangered species like the panda bear and mountain gorilla. Another important group is the Sierra Club, founded in 1892. It reaches out to the public through its website, which has tips for setting up a Green Living Tips workshop. People can download all the videos, flyers, and information they need to host a Going Green party. One of the best ways to celebrate the Earth is by making small changes in our lives. Several relate to our homes, such as purchasing energy-efficient light bulbs and appliances. Others involve daily habits, such as buying locally grown food, recycling, and using public transportation. The Earth Day Network runs a Billion Acts of Green campaign, which encourages people to take small steps and, if they wish, share their experiences online. The idea is that, collectively, small-scale earth-friendly activities can make a big difference. Of course, what better way to enjoy nature than by taking a walk, hike, or bike ride with friends and family members? Climbing mountains, swimming in lakes, and walking through forests can be powerful reminders of what we're fighting to save. Thanks to the hard work of volunteers, organizers, and community leaders, many beautiful places have been preserved for future generations. Now that's something to smile about.